Got the beer, I've got the food. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I said that we're going to use some of the leftovers from our Easter brunch this time, and
sure.
The ham is what I was talking about with this one.
Perfect.
In particular. This is kind of a take on, are you familiar with arancini?
Not at all. You sent the recipe to me. I'm like, I don't even know how to say this, Pat.
So,
you're fancy.
So arancini is basically deep-fried stuffed rice balls.
I'm in.
And the rice is risotto. And then you stuff it with usually cheese.
Okay.
And then roll it in some breadcrumbs and deep fry it. It's fantastic.
Sounds fantastic.
I cannot, for the life of me, deep fry anything.
Okay.
So I found this recipe, and it even says on the recipe that it's sort of a take on arancini. It's baked rice cake with ham and cheese.
Right.
So I'm using leftover ham from Easter brunch, some really, really good fresh mozzarella in there, and then, again, the risotto, and it's baked in the oven instead of deep fried.
Perfect.
And it's wonderful.
Love it. Oh, yeah, it's definitely, it's like a meat cake. It's a meat
cake here. Right, exactly. The meat and rice cake. And I put over the top of that some sauce that I found from a different arancini recipe that you're supposed to dip the arancini balls in. So.
And that's spicy.
It's spicy.
So I actually, looking for a pairing for this, I hit up my friend Chris, who's one of the owners at Trixie's Liquor, and we like to talk about beer a lot together, and I was like, hey, what do you think you would pair with this? Because I was thinking like a lager, maybe like a Keeper Movin' from okay. Ale Asylum or something like that. And Chris's idea was to actually use the rice as the inspo,
and
we ended up with Lucky Buddha Beer.
Which has got a great name, if nothing else.
Right. Well, and the bottle is fantastic.
There's a
little Buddha right on the bottle. It's fantastic. So this is a Japanese rice beer.
Okay.
And it's very light, very crisp. So I just kind of wanted the meat cake to be the star of the show today.
Okay. Well, let's give it a try and see how we did here.
All right.
The other thing, this is an experiment in heating stuff up in the microwave because, I didn't do this in the microwave at home.
You're doing great with the microwave work, dude. You're owning it.
The beer definitely has a stronger flavor of the two things.
I mean, the
beer just jumps out when you have it with this.
Absolutely. And it goes really good. I don't eat a lot of ham, so that's where I was like, I don't even know what the heck to pair with this. But it really does, the saltiness of the ham and the saltiness of the mozzarella really pair well with that light, crisp beer. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Right.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. It's a baked rice cake with ham and cheese. Pairing that today with?
Lucky Buddha Enlightened Beer.
And that gets the award for the best named beer we've had yet. And I love the way breweries name their beers.
Yes.
Because it's the most creative thing in the world, but that's the best ever.
And by far the best bottle we've had in
the best
studio.
Bottle by far. All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday morning right about this time, right here on Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance.